Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. When Shakespeare penned these words, the prologue to King Henry V, he was expressing his frustration that words were too small to express the subject he was trying to convey. Well, if Shakespeare fell at a loss with his words, you can imagine how I, a simple daughter to this man, feels in expressing my relationship to him. This man, my father, who was indeed too great a subject for so small a no. Oh, how I love my father. He was my hero. He was the smartest, funniest, wittiest, wisest, silliest, sweetest man I knew. So, in the absence of waxing poetic, I'd just like to tell a quick little anecdote, a little time we had together in a special day in my life. It was a beautiful spring day, much like today, the spring of 1987. I was graduating from Brigham Young University. I had no intention of going to the graduation commencement. I had already a couple of degrees from a couple of colleges, and I thought it was a lot of silly pomp and circumstance. But my son's grandfather, Dale Tingey, insisted on buying me a ticket home from California. And since he put out the money, I was going to go. When I told my dad I was on my way up to commencement, he said, well, let me grab my hat. And up he went with me. I said, Dad, are you sure you want to come? It's going to be long. It's going to be boring. Do you really want to sit through this? And he said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So we went up together, and indeed it was long and tedious. And afterwards, we went out on the lawn where I was mingling with friends and people were taking pictures with family and friends. And I brought a little Instamatic camera that I was going to ask some of my friends to take my picture. And my dad grabbed it out of my hand. He said, let me take your picture. And I was a little taken aback. Not that he wanted to take my picture, because I was still kind of cute in those days. But because I was, after all, clothed in the robes of the false priesthood. But he was actually very eager to take my picture, and he took many shots, and I tried my best to look intellectual and scholarly and sexy at the same time. Excuse me, general authorities. And we had quite a bonding experience between father and daughter, and I'll never forget, it was wonderful. Well, afterwards, I had to go back to California, so I went home, changed my clothes, and dashed off to the photomat to get my film developed. That was where I first discovered that he had forgotten to take the lens cap off the camera. So I have no pictures from that special occasion when he took it, but oh, what memories I have. And there were many memories. Memories of hiking through the hills, the beautiful hills of North Provo, the beautiful deserts of southern Utah. He hiked across Utah Lake with me when it was shallow enough that we could hike up my little shorts and he would hike up his pants and we would walk across the lake. It was the closest I ever saw to someone walking on water. When I am dead, my dearest, sing no sad songs for me. Plant thou no roses at my head, nor shady cypress tree. Be the green grass above me with showers of dewdrops wet. And if thou wilt, remember, and if thou wilt, forget. I don't think any of us will soon be forgetting this wonderful man, my father. He gave me two gifts which I treasure more highly than almost anything in this world. They are two things in order of importance. First of all, he introduced me to my faith, to the Book of Mormon, to my Savior Jesus Christ, whose example he exemplified in his everyday life. And it is through that testimony I have of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, that an occasion such as this can be one of joy and happiness and reunion, rather than one of sorrow and separation and grief. For that I am eternally grateful. The second gift which he gave me was his love of nature, of the arts, of music, of great plays and literature. And it's in that spirit that I would like to end with another brief quote from Shakespeare, from the play Julius Caesar, which I think sums up my father's character very well. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, "This was a man."